There we go. Now we're cooking with juice. All right.
Ooh, all right.
Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 257.
This is a podcast where two drunken ice cream truck drivers play retro games for your amusement. That's too many words. I am ice cream truck driver number one. My name is Jarek.
And I am ice cream truck driver number two. My name is Earl. And this week we are going will we be
yeah, man,
driving an ice cream truck? Oh, yeah. A clown.
Sweet Tooth.
Sweet Tooth. That's right. Okay. So we're going to be playing some Twisted Metal on the PlayStation 1. but it has actually been a while since we've been here. Life found a way, and
life got in the way.
It did. It got in the way of the podcast.
We're adults.
Yeah,
we got other responsibilities sometimes.
That is correct. So, but we're back. We're back now, and that is good. But tell me, Jarek, how is it going? How are you?
It's going good. You know, I've just been really busy with school.
You're almost done.
I'm winding down. I got just over a month until I graduate.
Nice. And you gotta? Can you? You were just telling me you got to take a test.
Like
the main test.
So when you graduate school, then you have to take a test through
to become
the
a doctor,
governing
an official
body,
doctor.
Yes. Through like the governing body of like all radiologic like workers, the ARRT, the American Registry of Radiologic Technologists.
And do you think you'll pass?
Yeah, I think so. I've taken a lot of practice tests that are based on that test, and I'm generally getting right around like pretty much all of them. I cannot seem to get over or under about 86%.
Well,
and you only need 75% to pass.
Oh, okay. Really? So they're that hard though? Like, there's like,
they're
tough. Are they asking you like, are they going to be like? I don't even. I don't even have a question.
There's just some weird questions that are. I mean, a lot of it is honestly stuff that as soon as I graduate and pass the test, I can just forget because it's not actually
it's not applicable to
helpful
real life
or necessary for me to know to do the job.
Like most of math in high school.
Right. And there is some math for this that once you get out there, nobody's
it's
doing
like
this math.
Some people have to do that math, I guess.
Yes,
but like
some people have to do math.
I always like, as in my world, my theater world, like there's like two equations that I need to know, and I know them, and that's it. You know, the rest is gone. You know, like I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I'll be okay on the test.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So I've got a little bit of time till that. Yeah, the test then it's like a 200 question exam, and you
have
like
3 hours.
You have like
3 hours. 3 hours. Okay.
You have just.
You take it online at home?
No. You take it there under like
strict supervision.
You literally can't bring anything in with you.
Not even a water bottle with the words written on the back of the label.
You
know, like all your
water. If you absolutely have to go to the bathroom, like someone has to come with you.
Oh.
Like they give you a calculator and a piece of scratch paper.
You can't even bring your own.
Bring your own calculator because they give you a very basic dumbed down calculator.
Okay.
With only the absolute minimal functions that you would need.
Oh, so like it's not you can't play drug wars on your graphing calculator.
No graphing calculator.
Okay. Do kids still do that?
I don't know.
Like on your TI, do they have TI-83s still?
Probably.
Or maybe they're up to like TI-89.
Who knows? Whatever it is. I don't know. Do they still play drug wars or whatever?
TI-100s. yeah, you play drug wars on your calculator.
But yeah, so that's been all keeping me busy.
Excellent.
You know, whenever I'm not in school or in clinicals or at work, I'm kind of studying and
great.
Just getting ready.
Excellent.
Yeah, man. How you doing?
I am good. I'm good. We opened a show at work, so that's good. The first time we had an opening night in the middle of October, and it's the first opening night we've had since January of 2020. So that was, I don't know, it was pretty exciting. It was a bit.
Yeah, it was cool. Me and Abby also, we went and saw our first, play since whatever.
Yeah.
February.
Early
2020.
Yeah.
Or something. And it was honestly, even like during the beginning, it's not an emotional song, but both of us got kind of like, like, this is, we're like back, live. Like watching live theater.
Yeah. And it's so different. Live performance is so different than watching anything on a screen.
Everyone kept trying to do like stream stuff. And it just wasn't the same.
And like, we tried it too, you know, and everybody's like, oh, God, it's this wonderful hybrid of theater and film and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, we made a movie. That's fucking what we did. You know, like, I don't know why everybody was kidding themselves. It was just because, like, there was no live theater, so they needed to have something, you know? But anyway, we're back.
You weren't rewriting the rules or changing anything. Right. Like, you were doing something that people have been doing for fucking
thousands of years. But yeah, I don't know. So that was cool. We opened a show. I'm officially out of my old place, which is cool. So we're in Early Studios 2.0 right now. We are. So it's a little bit cramped, a little bit more cramped than the old space, but that's okay. Fine. I mean, it's nice in here. It's fine in here, you know? Like, I'm mostly unpacked, mostly. I haven't unpacked my systems yet because I haven't really needed them. I need them when we play
them
on the show.
When
we
need each one.
Yeah, and I play, like, I have been streaming a little bit at twitch.tv/retrogamingrevelry. So that's fun. But I play on the Retron, and so you know, I don't need all the systems out. Like, I don't know. So I played some Maniac Mansion a few weeks ago. That game is fun. Well, Jurek, tell the Revelers and I, have you played any video games since we last met?
Nope. Next.
No, it's been like 2 months.
I know, it's been a long, but like I said, I've just been so busy. Honestly, like, John, if you're listening, so I like texted you like, hey, you gonna get Diablo 2? Maybe we can play together. I'll get it if you get it on Switch. And he was like, I might get it.
We just looked. Johnny has 15 hours.
He played for like
15
hours.
Yeah.
I played for like 2 hours.
I heard that there was like Blizzard had a whole bunch of problems with the servers of that.
Oh,
game.
Really?
Like
I guess I haven't. Like I said, I haven't tried to play online, but when I mean, just
like
playing
you couldn't.
It normal,
like
it
literally
it
was not possible. Okay. Like it was broken. Yeah, I don't know. So
yeah, I played a little bit. I need to play more because I do love Diablo.
Yeah,
You know, Diablo 2. I enjoyed back in like freshman year of high school playing it, or not high school, freshman year of college.
Yep.
And Diablo 3 I got super into. But yeah, I think that's like
I
played about 2 hours of Diablo 2 remastered or whatever, and
that's
That's it.
Well,
I need to play more. I'm having trouble.
You're busy.
You know,
I mean,
finding the time.
You're in school, man.
Once I'm done with school and I'm working and stuff, I'll definitely.
You need an escape, time. You know.
And I like right now. I would like a game that's just a little more casual.
Animal
and just
Crossing.
Pick
that's
up and
the
play.
Game for
Not
you.
Animal Crossing,
okay.
No.
Okay.
That's too involved.
Okay. Okay.
But I just can't find something that's really.
That's
striking my fancy.
That's striking
right
your
now,
fancy.
You know?
Well, that's fair. Fair. Myself.
You've been playing everything.
I've been playing tons of games. Like,
we don't need to go over all.
I've been playing Smash, Animal Crossing. The new update just dropped. The DLC dropped today as we record this. It's November 5th as we record this, but the Nintendo like dropped the main update like 2 days early. Like it came out on Wednesday night, my computer just made a noise. That just means I got an email, but I usually close my Outlook, but I forgot to do it. So anyway, Animal Crossing update, fucking sweet. They were listening, although not everything is there. That you still can't fucking batch craft, which like, come on, like let me craft 10 fish bait at a time,
right.
You know, like, I don't know, but like it doesn't have to be everything, but like at least let me craft fish bait.
Like who's making just like one fish bait at a time?
I know.
And like I'm going to make this one fish bait. I'm going to go try to catch something. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
now I'm done.
Yeah. But I don't know. They've added so much cool stuff, and I don't know, designing, like, it's really a design simulator is what Animal Crossing is, and it is so fun. I don't know. It's I'm looking forward to really diving into this DLC. So where you just design characters' vacation homes, and I've already designed like three or four homes, and I've loved it. Each one has taken me like an hour. Like I really get into it, and I'm like, no, that can't go there. Oh, let's move this here. I don't know. It's very fun. So yeah, Smash, I've gotten a bunch of characters into Elite Smash now. I don't know. Something clicked in the last like month that hadn't clicked before. Now it's pretty easy to do now. I don't know. Like I figured it out like in a way I hadn't before, if that makes sense.
You've suddenly gotten really good at Smash.
I've suddenly gotten really good. I had a leap of skill or something. I don't know, but,
level up.
Yeah, I leveled up. But also, Metroid Dread has come out in the time since we last recorded. It's fine. It's not Super Metroid. It is not. It's still Metroid, but it's a little. I mean, it's hard, which is fine. The difficulty is not what bothers me. It's just it's frustrating a little bit. It's like I just don't want to keep doing the same part like this. Like if you like you went a little bit and then died. Okay, fine. But, okay, I've literally played the same 10 seconds over and over and over and over again, and I'm just fucking bored, you know? Like, I don't know. It's, I don't know. But some of it is super fucking fun, and I think it is, I recommend it as worth a playthrough. If it goes on sale or something, I don't know.
I don't think I can buy it full price.
It's fun. It's hard. The bosses are really hard. They seem impossible at first, some of them, but you just got to play it a few times and be like, okay, this is the pattern. Once you get the pattern down, it's easy. But it does take a little bit of doing to figure out the pattern. Mm-hmm. And I know like our producer Nathan was getting extremely frustrated, especially with the first boss. Like on like day one, he texted me. He was like, what's with this stupid fucking game? This is the worst thing I've ever played. Like I played the same boss like 60 times in a row. And yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Metroid Dread. Okay. But,
not a glowing, recommendation there.
Nintendo 64 and Sega Genesis has come to Switch. I just got to laugh at like, and you said it too. You were like, I heard the emulation is off on the N64. And I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? Like with all these people online, there's all these like articles and like videos, like, in Ocarina of Time, there's a little bit less fog around the Deku Tree. And it really is like literally unplayable. And it's just man. Like, what the fuck? I've played it through. I played like 5 hours of it. I'm through Jabu Jabu's Belly, you know? So I'm about to become an adult. And it's fine.
Spoilers.
Okay, whatever. Spoilers for a 30-year-old game. Whatever. But 25-year-old game, I guess. But I don't know. It's fun. It's N64. I don't know. I have not played Mario Tennis. I don't know why, but I just like, I feel like I can't. I can't do it like without BJ or something, you know, like my old college roommate. Like, I don't know.
You played it a lot beforehand.
I know that's true, and a lot after. But I don't know. But yeah, so N64 emulation is out. It's fine. It's don't listen to the haters. There's input delay and blah blah blah. Like I think that only matters to like it's unnoticeable unless you're like a fucking speedrunner or something, you know, like. I don't know. I've been having a really good time with Ocarina. So that's all I can say about that.
But, that's fair.
I don't know. I've probably played other games. Oh, Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl came out. I've played that for like an hour. It's not as good as I wanted it to be, as it was hyped up to be.
Isn't it like it's trying to
Smash.
Be Smash?
It's Smash. But... like there's all sorts of Smash clones coming out all of a sudden. And I don't know, but it's pretty fun. I don't know. There's the Ninja Turtles are in it. I do not associate the Ninja Turtles as Nickelodeon characters.
Yeah, I don't think they were when we were kids.
No, but that's the problem is like if they, cause they are now or something. And like,
or at least
they're using the designs of the turtles when we were kids. Oh, and so like if they use the designs of the turtles from the Nickelodeon cartoon, fine. You know, like, but they feel out of place. I don't know. And Smash it is not. But from what I understand, it's been getting patched, and the developers really are working on it. And I don't know. So that's kind of cool. I don't know. I played a shitload of games.
Well, yeah, it's been a long time.
Super Monkey Ball Banana Mania I played. Monkey Target's fucking broken, but the rest of the game plays pretty fine.
Okay.
I don't know. Monkey Target.
That's another one that it's like, I want it, but
yeah,
I pay like $50 for it.
I don't know. I think it was 40.
Maybe it was 40. I know it's not 60.
Yeah. I don't know. It's Monkey Ball. It's fun. I don't know. For some Monkey Ball, like, it's super fun and like, but it really was like a product. Well, how do I say this? Like, it was a game that was great in the early 2000s. Yeah. Like, it was like unlike anything we had ever seen before. And now it just, you know, it's Monkey Ball. It's fine, yeah. But like the magic is gone. I guess I think that's
That makes sense.
Yeah,
to me.
Yeah. I don't know. But like when it came out on the GameCube, it was like everybody was like, "What the fuck is this? You're a monkey in a ball."
We played
it's
that
the greatest
shit for hours on end.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway,
even just taking turns playing like single player and just like
handing the controller,
hand it off for someone else.
And
to
like
play the
it's
next
still
level.
The same. Like some of the, you know, the levels, some of them take 2 seconds to beat. Yeah. You know, like but I don't know. It's fun. I haven't put a ton of time into it. I bought it. I don't know. I buy games and then play them for an hour. And I should probably just save my money, but
yeah,
I don't know. Anyway, Jurek, this week we are going to be playing Twisted Metal on the PlayStation 1.
Dud.
What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
We should.
Okay, three questions. Here we go. So for those that don't know, what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here, but I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions that I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurek?
We'll see. I did this research like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, yeah, we were supposed to record 2 weeks ago, but we didn't.
So. And then, so I read a bunch of stuff then, but I didn't write all of it down. So
okay,
we'll see if I remember any of it.
All right, well, here we go. Twisted Metal, PlayStation 1, question number one. This game went through several name changes before finally being called Twisted Metal. What were the first two name options for the game?
I don't know. I did read that 2 weeks ago,
right.
But I can't even.
So originally,
fathom a guess.
That is incorrect, by the way, Drag.
I thought maybe one of them was I don't know.
If only. So it was originally going to be called High Octane, H-I-G-H, High Octane. But there was another game by a company called Bullfrog at the time that was coming out called High Octane.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
H-I-Octane. Like, high, like, hello, high
hello,
octane.
Hello, Octane.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a dumb name.
So anyway, they scrapped the title High Octane, and then it was going to be called Urban Assault, but they scrapped that title too for unknown reasons. Finally, it was decided to be called Twisted Metal. Okay, 1. Nope, 0 for 1.
0 for 1.
0 for 1. Question number 2. Just like the titles, there was a big chunk of the game that was completed but then scrapped. What was scrapped and why? A real big chunk.
A real big chunk of the game was completed and then scrapped.
Yep.
Was it going to be a racing game?
No,
nope.
No.
0 for 2.
0 for 2. 0 for 2. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so originally there were endings were filmed with live actors for each of the characters.
Oh, weird.
They were all dropped for numerous reasons. Most notably the campiness and cheesiness of the endings themselves, the poor production quality, and probably importantly, they all mentioned the working title High Octane.
Oh God.
So, but you can actually see these scrapped endings in the PS2 game Twisted Metal Head On Extra Twisted Edition. Which I don't know if that's like a remake of this or I don't know what that is, but you can,
probably
it's like
one
an,
of the sequels.
Yeah. It's like a special feature or something or like an extra in the game where you can see the original endings for this game, which were, filmed with live actors. And I guess now in the game or like once it was released, the endings are just all text-based. So you just read about what happens. And they vary greatly from what was filmed. So, I don't know. Okay, 0 for 2 here, Drake. Will I shut him out? Here we
go. Probably.
Here we go. Question number 3. This game makes a cameo in what movie from 2017?
Is it a movie you think I've seen?
It's likely you've seen, you certainly have heard of it. It's likely you've seen it.
I do. I feel like I vaguely remember a movie having this in it.
Yep. What movie? Oof. 2017. A hit movie, I will say.
A hit movie.
I mean, I think a hit. Like it was, it's like one of those summer blockbuster movies, but don't think like high action.
Right. From 2017. More comedy, I guess.
And comedy, I'm going to give you some hints here. Like comedy and more like not a kids, like it's not for little kids, but more a younger audience might enjoy this movie. Little kids would also enjoy it too.
Oh man. I have no idea.
That is incorrect, Jurek. The answer is Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
Okay.
Some footage of Twisted Metal is shown at the beginning of the movie with the character Alex Vreek playing it back in 1996 before being sucked into the video game cartridge Jumanji. Yep. So like, yeah. Twisted Metal appears in, right? Have you seen that movie?
Yes. Yeah. The first one, right?
Yeah, that's the first one. Jack Black and, yeah.
I have not seen the sequel.
I have not either. Although, I don't know why. Maybe I have. No, I don't think so. It has all the same people, right?
Yeah, well, Kevin some of the Hart same people. And then I think it has, like, Danny DeVito and, like,
oh.
Or Danny Glover?
Danny Glover feels right, actually. That does feel right.
But I feel like it's both Danny DeVito and Danny Glover.
Two Dannys? Double Dannys in Jumanji, yeah, the sequel?
Possibly.
You know what they're making? A movie called, I believe, called Triplets or Twins 2?
Oh, yeah, they're making a sequel.
Danny DeVito and Arnold? Twins, yeah. Like, I don't know if it's called Triplets or I don't know what it's called, but.
I think that's it. Yeah, they find that they were actually triplets and they have another long another lost one? Like brother or something. I don't know who plays their other long lost brother, but all right, well, 0 for 3. Didn't have a good feeling about that one.
Well, good to come back and
fail miserably
and shut you out. No, I succeeded greatly is basically what happened. Yeah, there. So yeah,
you did.
It's very rare that I actually shut you out. Yeah. So I feel like it's only happened a handful of times.
It hasn't happened. Yeah. Not a ton.
Not a ton. But Jurek, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Twisted Metal on the PlayStation 1?
I sure do. Twisted Metal was released in 1995. Developed by Single Track and published by Sony Computer Entertainment. The game's director was Michael D. Jackson. I assume he had to put the D in there just so he's not Michael Jackson. You know.
Absolutely, he
gotta
had to.
Gotta give you the D.
Yeah, that's rough. That's rough, yeah, for that guy.
The game's lead, I don't know what else Michael Jackson worked on.
Worked on. little album called Thriller, Beat It,
Thriller, you know, some good tunes.
Black and White?
Maybe Moonwalker.
Moonwalker? The video game. Amazing game, actually. The arcade version is very fun. Yeah,
it is. The game's lead designer was David Jaffe.
I feel like we know that name.
I don't know if we played anything, but yes, he's kind of a big name in the video game world. He later went on to be the creator of God of War 1 and 2.
Oh, okay. I was maybe just reading something about God of War, and that's why that
maybe name. God of, so like the original 2, and then okay. He's done some other. He had a game recent, not too long ago, a couple years ago maybe, called Drawn to Death.
Okay.
It was like a first person shooter, but it was all like hand drawn kind of art.
Oh.
It was kind of cool looking.
Okay.
I never played it, but yeah, David Jaffe. Good stuff.
Cool.
The game's composers, there are 3 of them. We got Chuck E. Myers, not Chucky. Chuck E. The letter E. Myers.
Okay.
Tom Hopkins and Lance Lenhart.
Lance Lenhart. Tom Hopkins and Chuck E. Cheese. What?
Chuck E. Myers.
Chuck E. Myers. Okay.
I don't know what any of these people have worked on.
Not a clue.
But we should still listen to some of their rockin' tunes.
Let's do it. And we're back. And they are indeed rocking tunes. They're like, whoa.
Shredding guitar and gets nice and heavy.
And then each one has like police sirens and tons horns of sirens and shit. Like car
definitely noises. Stuff you don't want to listen to while like driving around. Right. Like, you're going to think the cops are always after
where
you.
Are they? Where are they? I like sometimes like. It's subtle in songs or something, and you don't you're looking for where's this police car coming from?
I feel like Cottonmouth Kings back in the day were like notorious for doing it. It's like stoner music. People are listening to this while potentially driving around really high and stuff.
As fuck.
And then you're like, they got sirens just like going off in the background of the music, and they're like, oh my God, where
cool it, 5-0, cool it, cool it.
Fuck you, Cottonmouth Kings. Why are you doing this to me?
Good times, good times. Not that Jurek and I have ever partaked in any.
No,
kind
I just
of...
listen to Cottonmouth
King. Right, because I like their music.
Cottonmouth King don't stand for gang.
Cottonmouth Kings just let the nuts hang.
Damn right. That album's great.
Fucking classic. Royal Highness is amazing.
Yeah, if you've never listened to the Cottonmouth Kings Royal Highness, do yourself a favor and go do that right now.
Go do it right now.
Or maybe after you're done listening to us.
Yeah.
Then go do that.
We always tell people to listen to other stuff.
Go do other stuff. Don't listen to us. Anyways, this game is vehicular combat, where you're driving around, confined arenas and stuff in different vehicles. You collect weapons and power-ups to destroy each other with. There are 12 vehicles to choose from. And there is a single player story that is just kind of batshit weird.
It's fucking bonkers.
It's like some random person called Calypso sends out like emails to these contestants and just says like, will you drive? And then you have to just kind of know what that means apparently. Right, and you get in your armored vehicle
does though, what I read is like Calypso, he has this competition, and he invites the people to the competition, and if you win, you get your wish granted.
You get your wish granted, but whatever that means.
But it's like
very vague.
But you have to word your wish correctly, because like if you just say something, it'll be like the bad version of your wish. Course. You know, like you'll die.
But yeah, last man alive is granted a wish.
Okay. That's pretty it. Simple.
Pretty simple.
Fight to the death in your cars.
Damn right.
Cool. Well, should we get to this game?
Fight to the death.
I think we should fight to the death in our cars. First, I think, though, we better take a shot.
All right.
And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, please.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Ooh, it's been a while since a cilantro.
Haven't taken some shots in a while.
Yeah. Whew. Okay, here we go. Twisted Metal. Single track. I don't know. That's what it says on the screen right now.
All right, I haven't played this game in a long time. I used to play this back in the day.
Twisted, you did? Yep. I played it a little bit when the PlayStation Mini... We're playing it on my PlayStation Mini.
Yeah.
And I played it... What do we do, one player? Or do we do two player duel right away?
Let's just... Two player duel.
That sounds.
I don't think
good.
I've ever played one player. So there's Sweet Tooth.
Oh, I see. We pick our cars separately.
Creepy clown
guy.
Yeah.
Dark side. Outlaw. Thumper. Oh, I love the I think if you go to car info, it tells you about the person too. Like, and look at these people. Like.
Commander Mason.
He drives the Warthog.
He's working for the U.S. government. He's hoping Calypso can help him retrieve an item so powerful it would destroy the world.
Oh my God. It's so weird. How do you even go back? Okay. Mr. Grimm.
You're going to drive around on a motorcycle?
Yeah, but your motorcycle has fucking missiles, bro.
Yeah,
look at those
all
missiles.
These cars eventually get... Like,
oh my God. See, like, you're in a motorcycle and you got a guy
in
the hammerhead,
a monster truck. He doesn't need weapons.
Look at this guy, though. He looks straight out of mid-90s. He's got, like, the middle part. Like, I'm pretty sure my hair used to look like that. It might still kind of.
Looks like Zachary Ty Bryan from fucking Home Improvement.
But he's got cool sunglasses
on.
And look at this guy. Roadkill. Like, oh my God.
I'm going to go with Roadkill.
You're going to go with Roadkill, okay?
Let's see. Captain Spears is a man filled with regret. He is competing in Twisted Metal in hopes of recreating the past in which he is currently living. What?
Well, that makes no sense.
Why would you want to recreate the past in which you're living in? You do it every day.
Yeah, I don't know. The special weapon is a steel dagger. What are those bullet? Are those supposed to be bullet holes? They're like the power meters. So it, I don't know.
I'm going with him.
You're going with him. Okay, I will go. Look at this guy. He's a
fucking cabbie.
Let's look at him for a minute. Charlie Kane, an old and lonely cab driver from the streets of New York. He has entered Calypso's contest to learn what happened to his son, a young man who disappeared 20 years ago. Okay.
Weird.
How do I get out of here? I don't know.
Just hit X again and it'll cycle through. Yeah.
Okay. There's a police officer. Oh, here we go. Thumper. I'm going to be this guy.
All right.
Bruce. he's like this thug looking guy. His name is just Bruce. Like he'd think he'd have like this is Ice Pick, you know? I don't know. Yeah. A passionate kid from the streets of LA. He's got one last shot at taking his neighborhood out of the war zone. Okay, right. Well, he's got a good backstory here. Select. I'm going to be Thumper. He's got sweet machine guns on his cool pink Cadillac or whatever it is.
Begin the battle.
Yeah, I don't even. Oh my god!
Is it just like how do you go forward?
You press up.
Oh okay. Woo.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
This is.
Am I fighting you or?
I think it's. Is it just?
Is it just us?
Just be us. I wonder if there was a way we could have made.
Okay. So R one and two change your weapon. And I see. Okay. Where are you?
Special. I don't think I have any specials though, or something. Or
I got one.
Something happened. Shooting rockets.
If you press L, you're dead. I got you, son. No. I stopped dead in my fucking tracks. God damn it. I
tried to whip around and just like blast you with a rock in your face.
Something happened. Oh, here we go. Oh, all right. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm getting burned. Don't drive over the fire, apparently. That's key. Oh, my God. All right, here we go. Boom. Oh, I thought I had some fucking missiles. Okay, Thumper's getting thumped on right now.
Dropping like mines or something.
How are you doing that?
I don't know.
God, you have to be really precise to get the fucking thing. Ooh. Here we go. Got it. All right. Now you're going down. I don't know. Missiles, I think.
This game is impossible.
It is impossible. How can you like how there's no oh my god. Like how did games function without two sticks?
I don't know.
Like without it, it's so hard. And it just goes against every sensibility we have.
Right? Where are you?
Where? Oh,
right there.
I just got missiled. I got a missile up my ass. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you did.
All right. That's it. I'm dead. I'm literally dead.
Yes.
Loser.
Winner.
How did you do that?
Kill.
I couldn't even see you.
I don't know.
Oh my god. Okay. I mean,
I don't know
it
what
looks
any
fine.
Fucking
like
weapons do or like
how to use any of them.
Use yeah. pretty much. And like there's some in these
wait?
Boxes.
Like why aren't my guns firing? Oh my god. Oh, there are some in boxes.
Yeah, man. And then you got like mines and shit.
All right. Like I guess you can't.
I feel like the only thing I've picked up is mines.
And I've only picked up missiles. Oh, I have oil now. Oh, I just laid some fucking oil. You're going to slick out, bro.
I just did.
Yeah, you did. And I shot you because of it. Oh, my God. I'm literally the master of this
fucking game. Impossible to control.
It is. I have no idea what's happening.
I cannot drive a car by just like holding forward and then like also trying to steer.
I know. I wish there was like a gas button instead of a hold forward
mechanic. And there might be if we like.
Maybe we should have looked at options and just looked at the controls. I feel like I keep trying to. Oh, yes. I missiled your ass.
I missiled your ass, too.
No, my ass can't be missiled.
Well, I missiled your face then.
My face. I missiled your face.
In the face.
If I was, oh my God, if I was still doing titles based on things we said, Missiled Your Face would be the title of this episode. Yeah. But that hasn't happened in like 100 some episodes. So.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, wait. What is this? This is a mine. I'm laying mines.
Me too, man.
No.
Like, how do you shoot your special? Is special my rockets? Yes. Okay.
Special is rockets. Where are you? I would like to shoot you.
It's right, like, right here.
I know. I keep.
Stop. Stop moving.
I will not.
Ooh, oil. Slip and slide, motherfucker.
This is so stupid. So
you just always have guns, right?
I think you always have guns. You can always swear your guns if you press R or R2, I mean.
Yeah. My guns have overheated.
Oh, that's what happens. How do you know?
There's a little thing that says gun temp.
Where?
Down in the bottom.
Oh, gun temp. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, Ty, we ran into.
Oh, no, I won.
Whoa, how did you win? Come on.
I
don't know.
I feel like we both killed each other there.
That was just like shoot at each other. Oh, my God. You're just going for it. Yep. Holy shit. You took away half my life. Oh, my God. You're dead. I'm going to fucking murder you. I don't even know what buttons to press.
I don't know.
I panic when I see you, and then I just press all. I'm about to die. I'm literally dead. Okay.
Wow,
well,
that one was quick.
That one I
smoked you. Yeah.
All right. You know why? It's because I'm using Thumper. He's a low tier.
How do we like just keep going? Like, do we just play in this?
I don't know. See, maybe we should have gone to options. Maybe you
forever?
Can set like. Maybe you can set like you know win conditions or something. Yeah. I don't know.
I want to get this. There's like a weapon. If you go off a jump.
There is?
But I can't fucking drive straight enough to go off the jump and get it.
I'm going to get it. Oh, I see it. Here we go.
Oh, there's a couple of
got
them.
Got it. It's oil. No, it's mines or something.
Like, I thought maybe it would be something really cool.
No, but... it's just a regular weapon.
Ah.
Is there, I feel like, maybe, like, is there other levels we can play on?
Yeah, man. There's got to be.
Ah. Is there?
Yeah.
How do we do it?
I don't know. I don't do anything in this game.
I don't. I am like, I apparently suck at Twisted Metal. I do not know.
Man, I have much fonder memories of this game than.
Oh, wait. What's turbo? Look. If I press.
I have 20 turbo.
If you press triangle, that's how well I know PlayStation. I had to look at my controller. Like, I know what button I'm pressing, but it's not X. It's triangle. But it. But then you turbo and you go faster.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I used all my turbo, though.
I still have 18 of them, well, apparently.
Not today. I'm about Where to fucking you? Oil you.
You're dead.
I'm fucking dead. Oh, my God. Are we just going to do it again? Okay. All right, let's do it once more and just see if it's to 5. I bet it's to 5.
Okay.
I mean, that's assuming
I win, though.
Which you're gonna win. Let's be
assumption, but
let's be fair. I have no idea what I'm fucking doing. I just keep running into shit and getting. Yes. Oh, I just missiled your ass.
No, I missiled your ass.
I'm literally just pressing buttons.
Don't just park in front of him.
Just if you want to just stop, that's cool.
Yeah.
I wish like you could drift and shit.
Anyways.
Like you can kinda.
Yeah, I mean you can turn really sharp, or at least I can. Maybe it depends on the vehicle. I don't know.
I'm just shooting missiles
slipping
randomly.
On,
I literally have no idea where you are.
I'm bouncing all over the walls.
How do you like? It just says gun temp. It doesn't say.
If you hold it down too much, then it just all of a sudden turns like red.
Oh.
It doesn't seem to like build up at all to it. It just
see.
All of a sudden turns red, and then you like mine. Look at mine right now.
Oh,
and
I
then
see.
Now I can't.
Oh,
shoot
now
for
mine
a little
is
bit.
Too. Okay, I see. Oh my God, where are you? I want to kill you.
That is the point of the game.
I know, but I'm almost dead.
Keep missing you with these freaking rockets. Come on, just like coming right in front of me. Come on. Stop running away. Okay. I don't want oil. Oil. Oh, don't shoot that.
Where are you? Ah! Oh, I'd be like, if I just keep mashing.
Boxes.
Oh my God, this is fucking hard. Okay, there you are. It's like I see you for 1 second.
I know.
And then there's no time to like aim.
No, there's not.
Like it, I feel like, I don't know. You've won so many times because I keep running into shit. Does that make sense?
No, I'm one because...
Oh, one's just a flame... there we go. Okay, right. So there's five wins. Oh, no, nope, we just play again. All right.
Go forever.
Battle aborted. Fuck it. All right.
Twisted Metal. All right.
I want to try another car.
Two-player duel.
So, I guess...
I'm going to be Sweet Tooth.
Okay. What is this thing? Pit Viper.
It's like a little dune buggy.
I'm going to be Mr. Grimm.
All right.
Because, like...
Going motorcycle style.
Well, like...
All right. So
now,
then
like,
options.
You can't hit me, right? Like,
oh, we can select controls.
Oh,
so
okay.
So that's standard.
Deadly force.
Okay, here we go. Gas is X. Fire selected weapon is square.
Wait, go back to standard once. Oh no, gas is square in this.
Up. Okay.
And tight turn. And yeah, turbo, reverse.
Maybe we'll just leave it on that then. Now that I know I can, I can just hold square for gas. It didn't seem like that was
machine
doing anything
guns,
before.
Weapon select, fire selected
select,
weapon.
Fire
yep,
selected
okay.
Weapon, fire machine gun. Okay, we can
tight
keep
turn
that.
Is X. Okay, okay.
Okay, and then we'll
level. Yeah, let's go to a different the warehouse.
Freeway.
City park. There's a hockey
There's
rink.
There's a hockey rink on the city park, apparently.
Canal. Oh, it's like the LA River.
Rooftop.
Okay.
Sounds dangerous.
That just looks dangerous. Arena. We're literally in cars shooting each other. It's like
city park.
It doesn't look too safe.
No. I don't like the looks of that. Not one bit. I want to drive on a rooftop. All right, begin battle.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's play some hockey.
Where's the? There's a hockey rink.
Yeah, I just saw you on it.
You did not. I am on it, but I don't know. You'll never catch me, Kappa. I'm a cop.
I'm a sweet tooth.
A fucking clown. Where are you, clown?
Evil ice cream man.
Oh.
I mean, I think all ice cream men are slightly evil.
You think so? I think they're nice guys who just want to give fucking ice cream to kids.
I don't trust one of them
was a bad guy, and so like...
I don't trust him one bit anymore.
He gave the rest a bad name.
Whenever
you know?
I see him now, it's just like this dude just driving around the neighborhood in some weird creepy van, like giving ice cream to people.
He's not giving it away. He's selling it.
Just seems shady.
All right, that's fair.
Something is just not right.
Not right about it. Oh. All right. I'm about to fucking... Oh, I just saw you. Where are you? This one is so hard to see. Oh, you're that big thing shooting at me.
Yeah, you know, the big ice cream man.
Oh, yeah, I rocked you with a missile, though.
Oh, it's driving on the ice. It's, like, slippery.
Oh, that's why it's all weird.
Yeah, I was like, why am I, like, sliding sideways? Because I'm on the ice. Didn't know if this game would be smart enough to have, you know, physics.
Ice physics?
Where am I? Trapped. Trapped like rats. I'm just running into things.
I know.
Apparently
I literally
it's like hurting me.
See,
or something.
That's how basically I died every time last time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I just killed you.
No.
Smoked you there.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I hit you with a rocket. And
no,
took away,
I hit
like,
you with a rocket.
Ton of your health.
Now I just hit you with a fucking rocket.
Yeah.
What?
So you're pretty weak. I hit you with like two rockets, and it took away like all of your health.
I hit you with two rockets.
I know, but I'm fucking Sweet Tooth in a giant goddamn ice cream truck.
And I'm on a little motorcycle.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be tinier than this, but like, I'm like, for some reason, I'm the size of your goddamn truck, even though I'm on a motorcycle. Like, what the fuck is this? You know, what kind of...
I'm stuck behind a goddamn Christmas tree.
All right, here we go.
Like, where the hell are we? I don't know. closed. Where are you?
I don't know. Where are you?
Following me?
I'm stalking you.
I don't think you are.
I was, but I lost you.
Oh, yep. I saw you, but it's too late. I went flying by you. Now the same thing's going to happen. Sharp turn. Tight turn.
This is so stupid. Oh, my God.
I'm just all right. Spinning in circles now.
I know. Like, literally, I'm just going to fuck you up with my machine guns. I've literally, you just ran into me. Like, you just ran me over. Oh, okay. I'm dead.
Yeah, I don't think the motorcycle's not the way to go. Motorcycle's a terrible choice,
this
apparently.
This is stupid. Like, let's get out of here. How many fucking battles do we have to play?
And there doesn't seem to be a limit.
What is pad op? Oh, that's control pad options.
Yeah, I assume so.
I see. I was
like, there's no way to set a limit. So I don't know. Does it eventually, is it eventually like, hey, you won, or does it just go fucking forever?
I don't know. I mean, this is hard. This is the hardest game I've ever played. That's not true. But
I don't know about that.
Metroid Dread is way harder than this. Oh my God, oh, it is God. Christmas Eve 2005, and in a few moments the legendary Twisted Metal competition will begin. Deep within his stronghold, far beneath the streets of Los Angeles, the contest's demented creator, a man who calls himself Calypso, watches and waits. He is prepared to pay the winner any prize he or she requests, no matter how rare, no matter how costly, no matter the consequences.
Are
we going to keep reading this?
Or? Yeah, man.
A dozen competitors have been personally selected by Calypso to do combat in the 10th running of the Twisted Metal competition. They come from every background. Assassins, mercenaries, vigilantes, professional drivers, social misfits, and joyriders. All are out for one thing tonight. The chance to battle for their ultimate dream. Tonight, one dream will come true. Tonight's combatants are... Long pause.
Yep.
Is that Calypso?
I don't know.
What a weird looking dude. Here's the combatant. Sweet tooth.
Sorry. We don't
okay. Need what did we just watch there?
I don't
what
know.
That?
Apparently that's how you get the story of the game.
You go to options?
You go to options and go to contest history.
Ah, I see what we did. I didn't know what was happening there. I thought the fucking demo was playing or something.
Nope,
like,
I went to contest history.
Huh. What are we looking at time-wise here?
Let's do, like, I don't know, one more.
One more. Okay, one more.
Oops, no, I don't want to be you. Oh, crap.
Hit it. Hit reset.
Yeah. Just pick something and then we'll back out right away. I accidentally picked Sweet Tooth again. I wanted to pick something else.
Oh, I could have just gone to exit.
Oh, we could have just. Oh, yeah.
You can just go there now.
Yeah, it's too late.
Okay. Okay. Well.
Quit.
Battle aborted. Okay.
Back we go.
All
right. Two player duel.
Here we go.
Let's see here.
Oh, man. Oh.
Going with the
Crimson
Lamborghini.
Fury. Nope. Oh, I was like, no, now you're Sweet Tooth again, but
nope.
You're not. So
I'm the Lambo.
I cannot be the Lamborghini because you are the Lamborghini.
Okay.
I am going, I got to pick something big. I'm going Hammerhead,
monster truck
right now. Let's do this.
Zachary Ty Bryan.
No, we're going to play on the same level now, right?
Too late. Yep.
All right, fuck it. This level... Zachary Ty Bryan. Wait, how did...
This car's fast.
Yeah?
It's too fast.
I can just run you over.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah, you can. That took a lot of health away from me.
This car is not what I would call fast, but...
Powerful.
Oh, my...
Where are you?
I'm chasing you. I'm stalking you. I don't have any...
Too fast for you, though.
Too fast for y'all, man.
Too fast. Too furious. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, all I got to do is fucking hit you.
Yep.
But that's hard to do because you're fast and I'm slow.
I'm very fast, but I'm also not good at controlling this car. I'm generally very good at driving games, but...
Not today. Not when I'm the fucking Sardine Extreme here.
And not with these.
You're the
physics.
Sardine Extreme.
Wait, what game? Wasn't that a game?
That was in Cruisin' World. Or Cruisin' World, yeah.
Had the
Sardine
Extreme.
That was the only car to be. It was like the three-wheeled truck.
Oh, yeah.
It had one wheel in the front. Where are you? I haven't even fired my guns. I don't need
you've to. You've just been all running
to,
into me?
All I have to do is hit
I'm
you.
I'm almost dead because you've just been running into me?
Yeah.
Jesus. Where are you?
I can't be found.
Just, like, hit you once.
Nope.
Just let me see how much damage I do to you. Probably not much.
Like, oh, man.
I killed myself there. I ran into your side.
Yes, I won one.
All right.
See, now you know what it's like to be a low tier. Really, the high tier is this, like, I'm the highest tier right now. Fucking, right? If you were to make a tier list of all the cars,
I guess.
I got to be high
giant
tier.
Giant monster.
But not really, because I can't move for shit, but all I got to do is get you.
I know, and like I said, that last one, I just got myself. I ran into the side of you in the end.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
It took away like a quarter of my health.
All those other battles, I'm pretty sure I died because I was just running into shit. Like,
I mean, I shot you.
Yeah, yeah,
good,
you got
a
me
good
a few
fair
times.
Amount
sure, sure,
of times.
Sure. I mean, yeah, you did, Drake. Good job, but
don't belittle my efforts.
I'm sorry. Oh, where? That was you. Oh, yeah. Fuck.
I don't know how I went off that jump. I hit the side of it.
But you, oh, I just saw you hit the side of it. Oh my God. It's so hard to like, I feel like this game would be better as like a 100 player battle royale game.
And a much bigger, I swear I remember being able to have like bots and stuff essentially. Maybe that was in a sequel. Maybe I didn't play the first one ever. Maybe I played
only the
sequel or another one, because I swear I would play back in the day and it was not just like one-on-one, and I know I was only playing with one other person.
Oh, but you, so there was other,
but I swear it was like a whole, there would be a whole bunch of enemies, but so I don't know. Oh yeah. I shot you once.
No you didn't.
I did.
Doesn't matter. Smoking, I have like a you. Million health right now.
Yeah, my Lamborghini can't hold up to the pressure.
To the pressure of the fucking monster truck.
Oh, oil. For some reason, I read that as D-I-L.
What's dill? Dill? Well, it's a fine spice you use to make pickles.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. My only hope is dropping a bunch of fucking... damn it, I hit my own mine.
No, I hit one.
Good.
I think. I don't know. Something weird happened. Ooh.
Where you at?
Nobody knows.
You also kind of blend in with like the...
I know, it's the, really hard to see.
Edge of the level is kind of green at lots of points, and you're green, so I can't like see you until you're like right there.
This one's taking forever.
I killed myself again. I ran, into you from behind, and it killed me.
I mean, I don't know. I'm ready to be done with Twisted Metal.
I think we're done anyways.
All right. Well, what do you think, Drake? Time to move on to final shots for final thoughts.
Yep.
All right. You vamp for just a second here. I have pour shots.
Let's see if there's, if I can even find like a review for this or anything that is funny. Twisted Metal PS1. Who knows? Oh, there's a lot
like
of
on
reviews.
Amazon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look for,
I didn't look on there at all.
Look for the 1-star reviews.
Yep. Well, that's just you're mad at Amazon
for
shady
for being dumb.
It said they sent him a burned copy of the disc. Was sent a burned copy of music from Twisted Metal,
not even the real game. Oh my God! You know, that's probably his own fault though. He probably clicked on buy music or something. Should we do these though? Should we final shots for final thoughts right now?
Yep.
Let's do it. Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Woo! All right. Okay, Jurek, how many bad wishes out of 10 do you give whatever game we just... Twisted Metal.
What if bad wishes were fishes?
But if bad wishes were fishes, there would still not be enough room in the sea because water displaces, okay? Like, we've been over this. I'm going to lay it out one more time. So if wishes were fishes, there would not be enough room in the sea. Or actually, there would be enough room in the sea.
No, there wouldn't be.
Yeah, Because all the fishes would push the water just up and up and up. Oh, and then eventually...
But eventually, we reach the point of maximum...
Maximum like, water holding.
Well, there would be because
it would all spill into space.
Also, eventually, I think all the humans would be dead because there'd be too many too much water and too many fishes.
Yeah, exactly.
And wishes would stop.
That's correct. Oh, shit. There's a take we have not thought about.
I've thought about that before. Wishes would cease.
Oh, my God.
So would the fishes.
So would the fishes. If wishes were fishes.
Anyways,
you're going to have to
go back and listen to our previous 257 episodes to find another one where we talk about this whole wishes were fishes thing.
If wishes were fishes.
Which episode it is nobody knows.
Nobody knows. But it's there somewhere.
Anyway, we've
talked about it before.
What I would give this game, probably I'm just going to give it a middle of the road 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10. I was going to give it a 6.
Didn't love it.
I also didn't love it. 6 was my not loving it. Like, I don't think it's bad, but it's not, it has not aged well.
It is
I
not.
Guess. Like, and that's the real problem.
Like, I'm sure at the time it was great.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it was too. Because it was like Twisted Metal was huge.
Yeah.
But like, but the problem with N64 and PS1 games specifically are they just have aged so poorly because they were just trying shit. And yes, the only way we would have the games we have now is because these games were made. But like everything has been improved.
Yeah. I don't think it looks particularly bad.
No.
Like some N64 games especially look terrible.
Yes.
There are still some of my most... I mean, you know, like... Even Mario and Zelda, it's all so polygonal
it's
and
so
blocky
polygonal.
And stuff. But I love those games.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they play fantastic still. Right. Whereas this looks okay, but it doesn't play great.
It doesn't play
it's
great.
It's very fast. It's really hard to control. It's really hard to aim at like anything. Basically, you both have to just kind of be like going straight at each other and just like shooting and hoping
I kept, like,
my weapons do more damage than your weapons.
I kept seeing you and you'd be like going around the circle and I'd be like, okay, well, if I shoot here, that'll get them. But it never did. Like,
and there was one weapon you could pick up. It just said fire and that was slightly tracking.
Oh, really?
I noticed I would shoot and it would like try to curve towards you.
I thought that was a flamethrower though, and you had to be close.
No, it definitely shot like a missile. It seemed to be shooting a missile fairly long distance, and it would definitely try to track you. It's not gonna like really.
Yeah, it wasn't
go like around bends and like really try to track you. But if you were just slightly off, it would go after you.
Okay.
But even then, it was still missing you a lot.
Yeah.
Just because you drive so fast.
It's too fast. And I mean, which is good. I mean, it's fun that it's fast, but like you just cannot hit the other person.
Yeah.
I would be curious. We did not play any single player.
That's true. Maybe we should have done
that. Is the computer shitty enough that you can do it? Or like, is it just a exercise in frustration?
Yeah. Because it sounds like you play in levels that get progressively more and more like enemies in each level. Like you'll start out and it'll be just a few and then there's more and then eventually in the final level you're fighting like all 12 other people or something.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Well, Twisted Metal, middle of the road.
It's fine.
I don't know. Maybe the newer ones.
I don't know.
This game was remade in like 2012 or something.
Yeah.
For PS3 maybe? Or I don't...
It's probably a better option to play newer Twisted Metals, similar concept, but definitely, I think, probably improved upon in controls and graphics and just everything. Like Twisted Metal Black was maybe a better choice. I think that was on like PS2, and I think that's the one that was re-released.
There's one that was made in 2012, must be for PS3, I guess. That is basically a remake of this game, and apparently it's really good, but I don't know. But probably because, they redid the controls and shit,
Let's see. Twisted Metal 2. Let's just scroll through. Twisted Metal Black was PlayStation 2. Twisted Metal Head-On in 2005. Head-On Extra Twisted Edition.
That's the one that has the original endings.
So the newest one is Twisted Metal in 2012.
Yeah, that's the one.
For PlayStation 3. Most recent game, it features multiple driving tracks, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's a remake.
I thought it was just a remake.
I think it was maybe a reboot or something.
Ah, that makes more sense. Okay. All right.
I guess that's the most recent one, 2012.
Interesting. What did other people think of this game, Draker? Have we not found anything?
So on game rankings, it's maybe about what we were kind of giving it, a 66%.
Oh, okay. Two-thirds.
So even though it seems like there's a lot of very positive scores listed on here.
Well, I mean, because they probably came out in 1996, yeah. Those reviews, you know?
Game Revolution praised the game's action in a variety of vehicles, but noted that the graphics were a little sloppy. IGN criticized the single-player mode's short length of just a couple of hours, but, I mean...
You mean a couple of hours to kill one car?
Probably. Yeah. But remarked that the two-player mode more than makes up for the one-player mode's lack of length. Does it?
What am I looking at on the screen on this podcast?
It was awarded 1995 Game of the Year from the editors of EGM.
Okay.
So they really liked it. At Electronic Gaming Monthly.
All right.
They gave it a 9.25 out of 10.
In 1995. Okay. I bet in 2005 they would have changed their tune a little bit. But
yeah.
Commercially and in 2021.
Probably. Commercially successful. By 1996, Twisted Metal had sold over 500,000 units combined and generated some $28 million in revenue for Sony.
Okay. What am I looking at on the screen here, Drake? Above your car, what are those two black dots?
I think that's just tire.
Are those tire tracks? Oh, those are tire tracks.
Those are just tire.
They are. Okay. Sorry, I was distracted by that. They looked out of place.
They did look weirdly out of place. Yeah. But nope, that was just tire tracks.
Okay. Oh, and I thought we were paused.
Nope, it was still there.
We're literally just sitting there. Okay. No time limit in Twisted Metal, so there's something.
All right.
Well, Drake.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. It's
maybe a little below fine.
Yeah, it's below fine. Nothing to write home about. There's better games out there, but...
Yep.
I don't know, maybe worth a try just to see, I don't know, where these kind of games came from, but there's not many games like this, really.
No.
Like, it's like, I don't know, even battle mode on Mario Kart 64 is way better than this, you know? Definitely. Like, I don't know, you could hit someone, like,
sure could. Yeah,
I don't know. Drake, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Twisted Metal, could they do that?
You can. You can find me at Actirak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drick?
Indeed, retrogamingrevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us. We just love to hear from you. Game suggestions... Discussion questions? We didn't do a discussion question tonight. Nope. That's interesting. I actually forgot to look at the thing, but but yeah, you know, shoot us an email. We would love to hear from you guys, or a tweet or whatever. I don't know. I think that's about it, though.
Seems right.
Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app or Apple Podcasts or something. We don't even know how this works. We've been doing it for over 250 episodes. We have no idea. You want to take us out, Jerick?
I do indeed. Until next week, game on, ice cream truck drivers.
Game on, ice cream truck drivers. Ice cream truck drivers.
It's just too many words.
That's a lot of words.